Gilgamesh wants to find the one exception to the rule of mortality, his ancestor Utnapishtim, who was granted eternal life and dwells somewhere at the eastern edge of the world. The fact that there has been one exception to the rule of mortality means that there might be a second exception. This hope postpones Gilgamesh's necessary acceptance until a time when he is more ready for it, less raw with grief. Like a thousand later heroes in folk tales and Zen stories, he sets out in search of a teacher who can give him wisdom. In this, he is bound to be disappointed. Wisdom isn't an object. It can't be grasped by words, nor can it be passed on. But until Gilgamesh completes his quest, he won't be able to realize the futility of it. "This thing we tell of can never be found by seeking," said the Sufi master Abu Yazid al-Bastami. "Yet only seekers find it." The first arrival we hear about is at the Twin Peaks, two high mountains overlooking the tunnel into which the sun sets for its nightly underground journey, and out of which it rises in the morning. Two terrifying monsters, called Scorpion People, guard the eastern end of this tunnel, just as Humbaba guarded the Cedar Forest. After Gilgamesh recovers from his dread and approaches them, he is no longer in a monster-slaying frame of mind, the creatures turn out to be quite courteous and tell him that the road to Utnapishtim lies through the tunnel. The Scorpion Man, at his wife's compassionate urging, allows Gilgamesh to enter the tunnel, warning him that if he fails to get to the western end before the sun enters, he will be burned to a crisp. For 12 hours, non-stop, Gilgamesh runs through the pitch blackness, and he exits just as the sun is setting. This is a symbolic death and rebirth in which he passes through the darkness of an underworld and emerges into the dazzling, Arabian Nights-like garden of the gods. But in its effects, it is not much of a rebirth. Gilgamesh is the same anguished, violent man he was before. Indeed, when he meets Shiduri, the tavern keeper, he looks so murderous that she runs into her tavern and locks herself in. Gilgamesh deals with this by threatening to smash down the door. Force is still his automatic reaction, the way he responds to the world.